Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah coming at you guys. Welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. I am so happy for all of you that are listening to this or watching this. All of you new listeners, welcome. Welcome to all of you and welcome back to all my current listeners and subscribers. Love all you guys and so excited you are back. If you're watching this or if you're listening to it on podcast, I now have that option. So hopefully for those of you who are like me, who like Audible books, you can listen to it and not exactly have to watch it. So, although I will say with this one, you may want to tune in if you're listening to this onto the video platform and watch it, just because I'm going to be sharing a few video clips and a few of them you probably do want to see actually what's going on, but you can get the same message through listening too. I also will say this one does have some kind of graphic, not graphic, semi-graphic content. Talking about it in it, because obviously you saw the title, Adrenochrome. This is all going to be centered around the new season of American Horror Story. I've been watching it, and honestly, I every single episode, I think it can't get worse, or it can't get more in your face, and it does. Like I said, they, one single episode talked about Dumbs. Talked about Dumbs and talked about the fake moon landing and talked about Marilyn Monroe being forcefully overdosed to make it look like a suicide. And really this, I don't know right now who is in control of Hollywood. I don't. I know there's a lot of weird stuff. I'm just here. This is what's in the episodes. I don't know who's behind it. Who's doing it? I can tell you, I've watched all of American Horror Story, and I can tell you, it is very weird. Brad Falchuk and Evan Peters, it is very divergent away from their normal style. So, is it them writing them and directing? I don't know. But it's very in your face for the very serious, particularly the Dumbs and the Adrenochrome, but I'll go ahead and bring those up. There may be some technical difficulties in this one. It literally took me a lot to get this. Normally with Zoom, I can screen record. Sometimes Hulu, if I can get it in a different browser, it would not even let me at all. And even trying to bring it up and share it here this way by recording it, it with my phone on my computer, which is why the image is going to be weird. Didn't work well. So I'm don't know if somebody was trying to mess with me, not, or if it was just technology, but, yeah, obviously, well, obviously the deep state doesn't, want us to see this because it confirms everything that us quote unquote conspiracy theorists have proven to be accurate. So I'll go ahead and share the first video with you guys. Let's see. Like I said, I've had so many technical difficulties with this. It's like not even funny. Okay.
Touch you unless I get in a mood. I won't do it. I'm not gonna help you kill another baby. You can feed on anyone, on anybody. You don't need a baby.
Listen to me, Monet. Newborn blood is the elixir of the gods. It's pure, untouched by a life of booze and drugs. The chemical spell people call food. Newborn makes veal taste like... And the longer we stand here, the less newborn it gets.
So that's from the first part of the series. That's from the first part of the season. The first part of the season is its own story, and then the second part of the season is another story, which is, like I said, they've not done that before, which is really weird. But this is from the first part where it has to deal with people drinking blood, and you just heard a couple of the main characters. One of them, the homeless lady, steals babies for the other character. And you heard her. She just said it tastes like, quote unquote, the elixir of the gods. Newborn blood. It's pure. What does that sound like we've heard? Like I said, I know probably a lot of you don't watch, like I said, because American Horror Story, it still is like a Satanist show, MK Ultra, all of that. But seeing that, I still watch a lot of that stuff. I can see, like, obviously, I know it's MK Ultra, so like I go into it knowing that. But if you guys were to even turn on just regular TV, there's a lot of weird stuff and a lot of weird actors. I mean, if you watched my last episode, you saw that, my last show episode, that Tom Cruise, looks really weird. And it really doesn't look like him. So just a lot of weird stuff going on. But anyways, that's just the first part. Okay. And like I said, the whole entire first part of the season, the six episodes or whatever, is filled with that, with people like drinking blood drinkers, and they drink them actually out of people. So, and in the very end of the episode, in the very end of the, that part of the season, like that half of the season finale, there's a reference to QAnon and Red Pill and Blue Pill. So it's definitely very, very interesting what is going on with that. And okay, so now we're going to hop into this new, the second part is called Death Valley. It's about like aliens, conspiracies. Eisenhower was supposed to have signed a deal with them to get their technology. And this was actually the next two scenes are actually in the very same episode. And the one that just came out yesterday, because today's Friday. So it just came out yesterday, Thursday. Well, on Wednesday, it came out on Hulu on. Let me share screen. Came out on Hulu yesterday, and I watched it. And like I said, it is very. Just as messed up and surprising. Okay. This is Eisenhower's character in the show. He went down 20 floors, 20 stories. That's at least 200 feet. If they're going by natural format. And then what he finds down there is them experimenting on human beings, trying to mesh them, like create part human, part alien hybrids. I know, right? If you're listening, honestly, you think it gets better and you really think there can't be more. And the more I watch it, the more I can't believe that this is actually in mainstream TV now, because like I said, American Horror Story has been on for like what, 10 years, something like that. And I mean, it's mainstream TV. And then this one will be for those of you, the fake moon landing, that's in here too. That reference to that isn't, there's honestly, so many things. And after this, I'll tell you guys a few more things that I just didn't want to share on, that I didn't have time or couldn't share on here just because of some of the graphics. Cause there's a few things that are just very, very, graphic and very serious in this. Okay.
Why are we standing on a set of the moon landing?
Isn't it obvious? They faked it here 50 years ago.
Boo is trying to look incognito, but I recognize them straight away. It was Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, the first men to land on the moon.
Beat it.
Problem was, they had blasted off days before. I mean, they were supposed to be floating in outer space at that very second. Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Well, hello there. So we're doing rehearsals. Now, at this point, I mean, we must have gone through it 100 times.
Right, right. And the line that Neil is supposed to say is, that's one giant leap for mankind, and that's it. Just, now, I ain't typically one for words, but we are landing on the moon.
Yeah.
And we're beating Russians to it. That's now, right. Does that line sound like it could carry a fart, much less an event so momentous?
No, it certainly does not.
No, it does not.
Well, Neil, tell her. All right, well, so I hear Buzz come in on the radio.
Yeah.
And to his credit, he says, how about, that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. And then nothing. Complete radio silence until
the director loses it. God, he loves the line. Total maniac, by the way.
Yeah, Hollywood. I mean, and we thought NASA was rough.
And like I said, you guys heard that's Buzz Aldrin and that's their characters in the show laughing at how the moon landing was just a Hollywood stage and they thought NASA was bad. So there's not really much commentary I can give on these. I'm just showing you guys. This is the new American Horror Story. What the season is about. And the fact that it hits on both the blood drinkers and this, I don't know. Like I said, there were a few other things. Steve Jobs is alive in one of the bases. So that's weird. I don't know any reference to that. So I don't know what that meant or why they put that in there. Like I said, JFK in the series he's in there. He was killed because he was going to expose the pact that Eisenhower made with the aliens for the technology. So what does that sound like? JFK going to expose the deep state and them trying to kill him. If he is dead, he may be, he may not, I don't know. Time will tell. And there is a really, I couldn't almost watch it. Because the first part of the episodes are usually back in like the 60s or the 50s or whatever, back older times and the 30s and stuff. And then the second part of the episode is usually it jumps forward to modern day where the hybrids and stuff are being created. And the hybrids that are actually birthed from humans, male and female, don't ask me how they do it, but it's really weird and messed up. But one of the scenes, a few of them actually are the creatures that are part human, part alien being birthed and then them having deforms. And literally one of the creatures actually, and I'm going to go into really graphic detail guys here. So if you can't stand it, you can go and turn me off. But it actually looks like a baby just with really big, kind of almost alien eyes. And they slit its throat. And then they put it in a thing to drown it. You want to tell me this isn't real? And I don't mean to get mad, but I really do, okay? Look, I know people differ on whether things like adrenochrome or sex trafficking is real. This is in mainstream media. This is an American Horror Story. You want to tell me there's not something to that? No, things like Monsters Incorporated have been around too long. It really makes me upset. And honestly, my opinion with American Horror Story is that the White Hats are in control of Hollywood, and they're either allowing this to go out or they're helping with it to slowly get people around, get people incepted with the idea that this stuff is real, so that way they won't freak out when it comes out. Because the fact that they're a part humans and part other types of species, or not necessarily aliens, because I don't know my opinion on that one way or the other, but that these things that may look like aliens but are still human beings, that's real. In these dumbs, it's not just trafficked children. It is experiments and everything that they are doing there. And so this is exactly what American Horror Story. So I'm telling you, if you guys want to see it, go watch American Horror Story. Like I said, it's TVMA. It's got language, nudity, some, but I'm like, it's go watch it. Because it is right there. And also, if you guys want another thing to watch, and I'm going to talk about this in one of my episodes later on, Alter Ego. It's a new singing show. Go watch that. Guys, there is a plan. We are a part of the plan. President Trump is. The military is. We're all the plan. Okay? For those of you that say General Flynn says there's no plan, he has to say that. He is a general. You don't give away what you're doing. So, and I have good friends in this movement that we could agree to disagree on that. But that's okay. Time's going to tell who's right and who's wrong. I'm right. And the ones who believe there's a plan are right. But that's okay. This stuff's coming out at some point. And these people are going to pay with their lives, the bad guys. And they are. And we're rescuing the children. The good guys are. And the bad guys are going to get their due in due time. And honestly, listen to 107 sooner rather than later. We're coming for them. Oh, yeah. They ain't going to make it through this one. This is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off. I will be back again. Thank you guys again for listening. And just remember that failure is not an option.
Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.